The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Meseches Yevamos Daf Zayin. I'd like to discuss today a very interesting question that's really relevant to many sugyos in Shas, and it has a little bit of an indirect relevance to this Blat Gemara, and that is the concept of Isurei Drabonon. How do we classify and categorize an Isurei Drabonon? Is it the same? Is it similar to Isurei Doraisa? Or perhaps there are differences. I'd like to bring to light two Mekoiros where we see an interesting difference between an Isur D'Oraisa and an Isur D'Rabbanon, and from there we can really try to understand a significant difference that there may be according to some Poskim with very significant halachic differences in Afkaminas. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Mekach Tois tells us that if somebody sold, that's in Choshen Mishvat, Simin Reish Lamed Dalet, Sif Beis and Gimel, the Mechavit says as follows: V'chein Hashechet Paro Mochro. If somebody sold to his friend a cow, he shechted a cow and sold it, and then afterwards it was Nisgala. It became apparent to us that this cow is treif, it's a treifa, so the buyer would like to return the cow because it's a mekav tois. He bought a cow b'chezkas shchuto, and then it was nimtza treifa. In a case that it was clear that the treifas happened before the ma'ase mechira, obviously, because the shchita was before the ma'ase mechira. The buyer can turn to the seller and get his money back. But what happens in the case where a person bought meat and it was niskala that it was treif, but he had already eaten it? Unfortunately, we hear of stories every once in a while where there was a butcher shop, a restaurant, some type of story that unfortunately people were selling treif. And the question arises, if somebody bought treif and he had eaten it already, is he entitled to his money back? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is very interesting, that there would be a significant difference between if he ate it and the Isser was an Isser, it was a Trefa, which is Isser D'Oraisa, and if it was an Isser D'Rabbana. The Mechaber in Sif Beis tells us, Yachse Lohem Adomim, even Masha Ochlu, if he ate it, he ate it, but Yachse Lohem Adomim, you have to return the money. Umashaloi Ochlu, whatever has not been eaten, the buyer has to return the meat to the seller. Yasalai Abasov, Yasalai Adomim. But regardless of whether it's eaten or not, he gets his money back, even if he had eaten it. The Mechaber, however, in Siv Gimel tells us, Avala Mechel Haveri Dovash Isser Achilosa Midibri Seifer. But if a seller sold meat, a butcher sold meat, that the Isser that we are dealing with is only an Isser D'Rabbanon, Im Haya Peiris Kayamim, if whatever he sold, the Peiris or whatever it was that it was sold, if they're still around, so then the buyer has the right to return the Peiris and get his money back. Im Ochlam, but if he has eaten it already, the seller doesn't have to refund the money. If the only Isser that was eaten was an Isser D'Rabbanon, so there, if he hasn't eaten yet, he has the full right to give it back. But if he's eaten it already, then he doesn't get his money back. And the question is, Frektan Asiyus HaMishpot, in Sifkot and Gimel, why doesn't he get the money back? So, what would be the difference between an Isser D'Oraisa and an Isser D'Rabbanon? If we're telling you that an Isser D'Rabbanon is considered a mum, I don't want to eat it in this abundance. If the meat is still around, I'm allowed to return it because you sold me defective merchandise. You sold me basa v'chezka shchuto, and really it's really usur for me to eat, so I'm allowed to return it. However, if he has already eaten it, then we say that if it's issur d'oraisa, he gets his money back. If it's issur d'rabbanan, he doesn't get his money back. What is the logic asked in the Sivas? So, the Sivas, in Siman Reish Lamed Daled, the Sivas already says a very interesting yisoid. And this yisoid is based on a sugya, says Rav Chanan Wasserman in Kavis Ha'aretz. He tells us that this, the basis of this yisoid, one can find from our sugya in Yevamos. Says the Nesivis that when a person eats an Isidur d'oraisa, so if he eats a b'mezid, he's chayiv, depending on what the Isidur is. If he eats a b'shoigeg, he also did something wrong, but it was just negligence, it was shoigeg, it was by mistake, so he gets a lighter oinesh, and it's something that he has to do tshuva on. He did something b'shoigeg, sometimes he'll bring an asham if it was b'shoigeg, sometimes in the olden days, and he has to do tshuva on it. Says the Nesivis, however, that when a person is over, when a person transgresses an Isser Derabbanon b'shoigeg, ein tzarech kapara klal. He doesn't have to do tshuva at all. If a person transgresses an Isser Derabbanon on purpose, then obviously he has to do tshuva, he did something wrong. But if a person transgresses an Isser Derabbanon b'shoigeg by mistake, so there it's different than the Eraisa, where he has to do tshuva. It wasn't his fault, he made a mistake, but he still has to do tshuva. However, by a drabbanon, a person doesn't even have to do tshuva. And this, says the Nesivis, is the difference between when a person buys meat that's also the Eraisa and eats it, where he gets his money back, because, like the Sma points out, the person has no pleasure since he transgressed an Aveira, even though it was b'shoigeg, and even though technically he had pleasure from eating this basar, but since it's you transgressed the aveira, there's no pleasure at all. It's disgusting to him. It's treif. It's usur. However, says the Nesivis, when a person transgresses an issur d'rabbanon by mistake, there he did nothing wrong. And the logic is as follows: because when we talk about the issur d'rabbanon, the Torah, the Chachamim tell us that something that because of a hachoka, because of a certain reasoning, logic that Chum had, you're not allowed to do a certain thing. Why aren't we allowed to do it? The pasuk tells us lois saser yiminu smol. When the Chachamim tell us a mitzvah and give us a commandment to do something, we're not allowed to be soiser. We're not allowed to divert. We're not allowed to change yiminu smol. You're not allowed to change one way or another. When a person does that knowingly, he's going against what the Chachamim say. However, when a person does that not knowingly, he doesn't transgress this Isser at all. He's not going against what the Chachamim say, and therefore he doesn't even eat kapara. When you eat the Raisa, so you ate something that's treif, you ate something that has an Isser on it, so you need a kapara. When you eat something that the Chacham told you not to eat, if you didn't go against the words of the Chacham, you don't have a kapara because you didn't do anything wrong. What you ate was not a problem. It was just the fact that you went against the words of our sages. But if you didn't directly defy our Chachamim, so you're not over an Isser and even b'shoigeg, there's no problem at all, because the problem here is the defiance. To understand this logic, we'd like to take one step further and bring a Gemara that's brought down in Maseches Ksuvos, it's brought in Maseches Chulin, and that is regarding the halacha of Shechita She'eino Ru'uya. There are various halachas and lavim in the Torah that if a person shechts in a certain way, he'd be over an Isser. He transgresses a prohibition in the Torah. A person is not allowed to shecht kodshim achutz. He's not allowed to shecht chulin bifnim. There's an isser to shecht to slaughter a behema that's supposed to be slaughtered inside the Azara, inside the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to slaughter it outside on a bama. certain times. If it's supposed to be slaughtered out, so you're not going to slaughter it inside. Another time we find an Isser Teshech is by Gneva Veida, by Tvichu Mechira. If a person steals a shor or a set, he steals an ox or a sheep, he has to pay kefo. But if he's tovach u'mochar, if he makes a shchito, if he sells it or slaughters it, then he has to pay dalet v'hei, he has to pay four or five, depending if it's a shor or set. And there's an iser to slaughter somebody else's behema, obviously. There's a gezel. So the Gemara in Chulin tells us that gonav, what happens if a person steals with tovach b'shabbos? Gonav with tovach l'avodas kechovim. Gonav sharanisko. What happens if a person steals a behema and slaughters it on Shabbos? Steals a behema and slaughters it for avodah zarah, or steals a sharanisko and slaughters it. So there, there's a machloikis. Rav Meir says, "Mishalom tashlumi abu b'chamisha b'chachamim poitrim." Chacham say in these cases it's potter, and the Gemara explains that the reason why it's potter is because it's called a shechita she'ena ruuya. And the same thing we find with regard to shechting chulin b'chutz or kachim b'fnim, that the only time a person transgresses shechita schutz or shechita b'fnim is only if the shechita is ruuya. What does it mean that the shechita is ruuya? Only if the shechita permits. The act of the shechita will permit the behema to be eaten. But if it's such a shechita, if it's a shechita which the shechita itself does not permit the behema to be eaten, in that case, one would not transgress the yisur shechita of chul mechutz b'fnim, or kachem mechutz, or gneva v'tvichu mechira, because the shechita did not do anything. It was not matir l'achila. So the Gemara in Ksuvis and also in Chulin asks, who are these Chachamim that say that Shechita She'inu Shema Shechita? In other words, a person shechts on Shabbos. So is that Matar Ba'achila? So says the Chachamim that you're Potter because God of Atoch B'Shabbos, if one shechts on Shabbos, that would not permit this the behemoth to be eaten because of Maisa Shabbos, which we'll see in a minute. And therefore it's a Shechita She'inu Ruya, and it's not shechita. Now the Gemara is trying to figure out who is this man de Omar that says that shechet v'tavach v'shabbos is potter. So the Gemara says maybe it's Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon says shechita she'inu ruya lo yishma shechita, and therefore, like we explained, since this shechita is not going to permit it, since it was shechted on Shabbos, it's not going to permit the behemoth to be eaten, so it's not constitute a shechita, and therefore it would not be chayiv in dalet v'hei. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me avodah zara shara niskal, so there the shechita does not permit it for achila, but shechita b'Shabbos, if a person shechts on Shabbos, will it not be permitted to eat? We know there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person shechts on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, the shechita is kshera. Says the Gemara, the Chachamim hold like the shechita of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Because Rabbi Yochanan Sandler said that a person cooks on Shabbos, b'shoigeg, he's allowed to eat, b'meizi lo yachal, the first shita, there's a big machloikis in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, if somebody does a maisa Shabbos, if somebody cooks on Shabbos, is that permitted to be eaten or not? So Rabbi Meir said that if it's done on purpose, it's usher, if it's done on shoigeg, b'shoigeg, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's shoigeg, you're allowed to eat it, on Matzah Shabbos, but if it's done amazing, you can never eat it. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says that B'Shoigeg, you can eat it Matzah Shabbos, he can never eat it. And if it's amazing, it can never be eaten at all. So the Gemara over here says, is mashma that since Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is the only one that says that this Isser of eating something that's Shechted on Shabbos is the Oiraisa, then it could be called a Shechita She'ena Ruya. But if it's the Rabbanon, even though the Shechita will not permit it to be eaten because it cannot be eaten in the Rabbanon, that will not constitute a Shechita She'ena Ruya. And the logic is as follows, like, similar to what we've said, but we'll just take it one step further. When anytime there's an Isser de Oiraisa, the Isser, the prohibition, is a prohibition in the Heftza of the meat. The meat has an Isser of Nevela, the meat has an Isser of Trefa on it, and therefore the meat is inherently Usser. It is a piece of meat which is also, there's an Isser in the meat itself, in the Heftza of the meat. However, when we talk about it is the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, don't eat meat that was shechted on Shabbos because of Gzeira. So if that's an Issa D'Oraisa, it could be inherently in the meat. But if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, there's nothing wrong with the meat itself. The meat is the same meat. There's no prohibition in the meat. There's an Issa for any human being, any Yid, to go ahead and eat that meat because of the Issa of Loisoser. Do not contradict the words of the Chachamim. But the meat itself is Ru'uya Lecho. So if we try to analyze, if a person makes a Shechita, in a case where the Chachamim will tell you don't eat that meat, even though midaraisa it's mutter, will that be called a shechita ruya or not? The answer is yes. If it's only aser midrabanon, it's considered a shechita ruya because the shechita itself permitted the meat, and the meat lost any isurim that it has inherently in the meat itself. However, there is an isur for a person, an isur on the gavra, an isur on the person himself to go ahead and eat that meat. That's not considered shechita shenei ruya because the meat is ruya. Just you're not allowed to eat it. There's a block between you and the meat. The Chachamim are telling you, loy saser, do not deviate from what we are commanding you, and therefore you're not allowed to eat the meat. But the meat itself does deny of the issur. Says the Nesivas HaMishpat, with this logic we understand, when I sell you meat, that the meat itself has an issur on it, and you eat it b'shoigeg, it's metamtam delev, you ate meat, so there, don't tell me that I had hanoah from the meat itself, and therefore I don't want a refund since I ate it already. Because there's no hanoah in eating meat which is aser. However, when the iser is merely loisaser, the iser on the meat is only the Chachamim telling you that although the meat is good, the meat is kosher, the meat is beautiful meat, but we're telling you, midarabanan, do not deviate from what we're saying and don't go ahead against our will and blatantly transgress our dvarim. There, if a person ate it and he had anoh, he doesn't get a refund because the meat itself was nothing wrong with it. The meat itself was kosher, but rather the Chachamim are just telling us, don't eat this meat because of a gzeir d'rabbanon. There, if it's still around and I can't eat it because of gzeir d'rabbanon, I can return it. But if I had eaten it and had anoh from it, says the Nesivus, in that case, that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And in that case, you cannot eat the meat. Says Rabbi Chanan Vassam and Kovis Ha'aris that this holy side that we set over from the Sivas HaMish, but really one can see in our Gemara. The Gemara and the Zayin and Beis here in Yevamos brings down the Araya to the Yisoid of Hoyle Ishtri in the middle of Amud Beis. The Gemara says that a mitzayra shechal shmini shaloi, if a mitzayra, his eighth day, comes out on Erev Pesach, the raw carry, and he has another tuma on him, and he's toivel, and he goes to the mikveh, avu bishayin tful yom achar nichnas, even though a regular tful yom cannot go into the azara to put in his behinahis, to put in his thumbs in order to get a tahara. But zeh nichdas, this one can, because since the mitzvah of Karm Pesach is the mitzvah of Seishiyesh Vekares, it's doiche the iser of Tful Yoyim. And therefore, since it's doiche the iser of Tful Yoyim, v'negea mitzvahira, it's also doiche the Tful Yoyim, v'negea the iser of Kari, and we say, hoil the ishtri, and you're allowed to go in. Even though it's Mechusar Kippurim, we tell the Tzairah, even though you still have to bring your Karban, it's Kippurim, but you can go and put your Behinus in so that you'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach tonight. So Tzhutu L'Kari also, you're allowed to, Kari is also allowed to go in, even though he's only Tful Yoim, even though he hasn't had the complete Tahari, he has to wait till tonight, because it's Tzhutu L'Kari. So, Tosis tells us in the name of Rashi, the question is why are we choosing the tumah of Keri and not a different tumah? So says Rashi, because the sheretz and mace, really they themselves are allowed to go in. So therefore we picked Keri, which is not allowed to go in himself. But Tosis argues on, Tosis says that no, here if you look carefully in the Gemara, you'll realize that we're referring to only an Issa d'Rabbanan. And by a Tomei Meis, there's also an Issa d'Rabbanan. So, says Tosis that it's for a different reason that we take Tul Yoim, we talk about Tul Yoim and not Meis. Because Tul Yoim usually is sent out of two Machanois. And therefore, we want to say a bigger Chiddush, that even though Tul Yoim is sent out of two Machanois, here it's Mutter, and we overcome the Isser Tul Yoim as well. Tosis in the middle of Divrei HaMaschil, Viro Keri Bayoim, on the right side of the Zayin Amud Beis, asked a question from a Gemara in Soita. We just mentioned that even though it's really mutter for a mace to go in, but there's an Isidur Rabbanon not to go in to the Azara. Asks Tosfos from the Gemara in Soita on the Afchof Amud Beis, that the Gemara says that when a Soita drinks, the Koyanim scream out, Hoitzayua, Hoitzayua, take her out of the Azara, because she might die. Shloitetama Azara, if she's going to explode and die in the Azara, it's going to make the Azara tame. So the Gemara asks, why are we so eager to take her out? We said, we know that, we just mentioned, that a mace itself is allowed to be in the Azara. And the mace is only ishtalcha from one machane, not from two machanais. So why, the Gemara asks, why do we hurry to take her out? Even if she would be already dead, it would be mutter for her to be here. Asks Tosfos, yeah, but we just mentioned that even though midaraisa it's aser for a mace to be there, but midarabanan it's mutter. So why? What's the Gemara's kasha? Why is the Gemara baffled by the fact that we ask them to take out the soita from the azara because a mace is mutter to be there? Yes, correct. It's mutter to be there midaraisa, but midarabanan. We say that it's also to be there. So that's why we tell her to take it out. Says Tosfos, at the bottom of the Tosfos, Tosfos says the second teretz, a very interesting teretz. And I'll read it to you. It says, Verina Farish, the Besoita Dayik, in the Gemara in Soita, the Gemara is being Medayik from the word Haitziyua, Haitziyua Tre Zimni. The Gemara says that we scream, take her out, take her out. Says Tosfos, that tells me that it's the Rabbana, that it's the Iraisa. Because if it was the Rabbana, we wouldn't be so nervous, and we say twice, Haitziyua, Haitziyua. We know every word in Torah is Vichtig, and every word that is said over in the Chachamim is counted. Why are we saying twice, Haitziyua, Haitziyua, take her out, take her out? Explains Tosfos, the Lav to have Issa the Iraisa, loy have a Mamar and Kol Kach, Vein Laharach Kan. If it wouldn't have been a deraisa, we wouldn't say twice, take her out, take her out. We would say haitziyua. We wouldn't say twice. Since we're so concerned and so nervous, that shows that it's deraisa. And he ends with the words ve'ein laharich kan. So the Kovitz Aris or Elchanan Vasseman in Simon Ches asks on Tosfos, if it's us, so yeah, we want to take her out. Why can't we be concerned about a drabbanon as well? Why are we saying deraisa? If it's a deraisa, it's understandable why the kohenim scream, take her out, take her out. If it was drabbanon, it's not so bad. So just say it once. It sounds a little bit interesting. What's the pshat? Says Rav Chanan, based on this nesivus and the yisoid we've been talking about in today's shir, we can understand this tosis on today's daf. When a person transgresses, even if the person would transgress an Issa Durabonon, but since it wasn't on purpose, since it wasn't bemazed, there's no kapara necessary. A person who transgresses Issa Durabonon, b'shoigeg, didn't do anything wrong. The only time it's also to be over Durabonon is only bemazed, says Rav Chanan, says the Nesivus. And that's why it's very understandable. Because if it's Daraisa, so it's a Shoigeg. Every time you're there, you're transgressing, you're doing something wrong. Haitziyua, please get rid of her quickly. But if it's Darabanan, and it wasn't a Shoigeg, so of course you want to take her out. But why the urgency? This whole thing is a Shoigeg. There's no kapara necessary. So that's why we know from the Gemara, induces from the fact that it says Haitziyua twice. We see from there a raya that is the raya, because if it's not, in fact, the Gemara, why would it say it twice? It would only say it once. We should just be aware that there are a number of achrenim that argue on this yisoid, and they have the opinion that even at Isra Abonim B'Shagig, there is Tzarech Kapara. There's a few rayas which I'll mention quickly. The Gemara in Davzayin Amad Aleph in Chulin talks about the Isser of Demai, and the Gemara tells us, the Gemara brings down that there was a case of Omar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi, Omar Rabbi Yishuv Bar Levi, Shem Bar Kapora, Bezdina, Nimna Shchitas Kusi, Vasrua, the Bezdin of Bar Kapora, Reish Galusa, the Bezdin was decided that Shchitas Kusi, if you have a Kusi Shecht, it's Aser. It's Aser to eat it. And there's a question if, and it says, the Gemara brings down that it was eaten, that there were Gedolim that ate it. And the Gemara wants to know if they knew about this halacha, they didn't know about this halacha. So the Gemara says that I'll bring you a raya that they didn't know about this halacha, because since they ate it, we have a shmielahu, at the end of the Gemara, at the end of the Amud, the Gemara says, have a mekablele. So how is it possible that these tzaddikim, these Gedolim, ended up eating Shchitas Kusi if it was Aser? Hashta, even though they didn't know about it, Hashta behemden shel tzaddikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevitakol al yodah. The Gemara in many places says that this famous story about the behemah that didn't want to work on Shabbos, that if we see that the behemahs of tzaddikim are saved from chet, so for sure tzaddikim themselves are saved from chet. So ask the Rebbe Chaim and others on this story, how can we say that by the Rabbanan there's no kapara? Why is the Gemara asking from Behem Deshal Tzadikim that we see that Tzadikim Atzim Lekoshkin, if here we're dealing with the Yisr of Shchitas Kusi, which is definitely only the Rabbanan, so L'chayr from the Gemara in Chulin, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, it's Mavur, that it's Mavur that even an Yisr Rabbanan is Tzarach Kapara. And the same thing as the Gemara later on discusses the halacha of Dmai, and the Gemara again says that how should the Hemtel Shel Tzadikim Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe they call all Yod. So why when they eat Dmai, which is this Rabbanon, would we say that would we be baffled at the fact that the Tzadikim Atzmem ate it? So there are, you know, there are those that want to try to answer this raya from Demai. Some say that Demai itself really is also like the Asman Daraisa says, a famous Yisoy, that Demai is really also, Demai is where this Chulin and Truma that are mixed together before the Afrasha. So the Asman Daraisa wants to be Mechadesh, that the reason why it's also is because there's Truma mixed in. Since we don't know where the Truma is, because the Afrasha didn't take place yet, so because it's truma mixed in, that's why that's why it's also. So that would really be a mitzvah deraisa. But there are most poskim agree that by yisra rabbanon, one doesn't need a kapara, and really that's the pshat in haitziua in our toisvus, and that's the pshat in the shulchan aruch and siman reish lamadalad in chayshim mishpachot, that in yisra rabbanon one does not have to give the money back if the person had eaten it, because once you've eaten it, if it's a shoygeg, there's no mias, there's no reason why the person doesn't need a kapara, and therefore he doesn't get his money back.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.